This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Everybody who's anybody in tech, almost, made the schlep to the corner of 56th and 5th in Manhattan today, Trump Tower, of course, for a meeting with the president-elect. It's interesting, this meeting, because during the campaign, tech writ large and the incoming administration got off to a not-so-great start. We called our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, to make me smart on all this. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So why is tech going to this meeting? What do they want to hear from the president-elect, do you think?
Well, you know, tech, as we have talked about on the show, has been the one topic that is conspicuously absent from the president-elect's agenda. He has not spoken much about it. It is obviously a huge driver of the economy and, you know, the future of the world. You could argue. I'm sure some of these tech leaders would
argue. I'm sure
that's
what they're saying today, actually, in point of fact.
So I think they're there to find out what the future has in store for them.
So let me tick off a couple of things where they've had really serious disagreements. The first one that comes up, honestly, is encryption and privacy and the idea of, as we saw in San Bernardino, Donald Trump leaning on Tim Cook to unlock that doggone iPhone.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And we have already seen that some of his cabinet appointments or his cabinet suggestions are people who are in favor of, or at least conceptually seem to be in favor of, building backdoors into encryption so that the government could break encryption when they need to. That is a conversation that the tech industry wants to be in on early. They want to know where he actually stands. And I think this is a question a lot of people are asking about a lot of topics. But in terms of tech, they're there to figure out where he actually stands and where they might be able to have some influence.
I found it interesting that the tech CEO who's not there, there are a couple who aren't there. The biggie, for my money, is Jack Dorsey, the guy who runs Twitter, which is, as we all know, Donald Trump's favorite media tool ever.
Yeah, and interestingly, apparently was not invited.
Yeah,
out of the country.
Right.
I think that is really interesting and telling, because the thing that Jack Dorsey has said is that the relationship between Twitter and Donald Trump is complicated.
Yeah.
That
literally that word he used, right?
He used that word, complicated. Yeah. But he's also hinted that, look, if the president-elect violates hate speech policies on Twitter, he could be banned. This is a conversation that has also happened. And it might be really, it could be as simple as just not wanting to, as Donald Trump not wanting to have that conversation with Jack Dorsey. I don't know.
There have been some high-profile tech world commentators who have said, basically, listen, you guys, tech that is, opposed him in his election. He has not said very nice things about you. You shouldn't even go to this meeting. Discuss that.
Look, one thing I will point out is that every tech CEO who is attending, near as I can tell, is a CEO of a publicly traded company. You could argue that they have a responsibility to their shareholders to find out what the future holds for their companies. And from a purely personal perspective, if it's me, I just want to know. I think there is no way that you can say, I'm going to establish myself in opposition to the extent that I don't even take the measure of my enemy. And that is assuming that they're looking at it that way. But there's a real possibility that these people are saying, these are businesses.
Yep.
We have to figure out what the future holds for our businesses, and that they consider it the responsible move to make.
Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent. Some news, actually, about me and Molly. We're doing a new podcast. It's called Make Me Smart. Launches in January. The place to go is marketplace.org/makemesmart. Lots of details there. iTunes, that whole deal. Right, Mom?
The whole deal.
What else do I have to say?
Exactly.
That's it, right?
The whole deal. We may be talking about this topic a little further on an episode due out this week.
All right. Got to go. Bye.
Bye.